Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Jeff Fisher reportedly interviewed for a job at East Tennessee State. Tony, you think you'll be able to stay retired?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. I've been retired for a year and a half. I just show up here because I'm lonely, that's all.
That must be news to the people who change your decor so frequently. For a retired guy, you know, that view is changing. No. Holiday specials.
It's all the stuff behind me is courtesy of Tracy. She does a great job putting this stuff up. Yeah, she knows I'm retired.
Heard Tracy was hoping to stay retired.
We don't know what she's doing. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Ravens can't convert, the Patriots fall to the Colts, and Tiger Woods impresses. But we begin today with two big upsets from yesterday. The Saints shut out Tom Brady and Tampa Bay in Tampa Bay, 9-0, a baseball score. The Lions dominated Arizona 30-12. The Lions. These were first-place teams going down in a heap. Wilbon, which loss was the bigger deal?
Tom! Getting shut out for the first time in 15 years. I told you the Cardinals were going to lose. I told you, like, I don't know, like 1:15 Eastern time yesterday, the Cardinals are going down. The Cardinals are sort of fraudulent, right? And they did this last year. Last year was less dramatic. It's like 5-2, and they went whatever they went. And forget them. This year, 7-0. And I root for them. But they don't have it, Tony. There's something lacking. I don't know what it is. I don't know they know what it is. Because they're always looking bewildered as they lose these games now, the 2 weeks in a row. Let's go to your boy Tom, all right? You can say it's not that big a deal because last November, the first week of November, like November 8th, the Saints crushed Tom and I almost said the Patriots, right, and Tampa Bay, and they went in and they won the playoff game anyway. Tampa went in and said, we don't care. Tony, I think this might be different. They didn't just beat him. They shut him out, and Tom is such a baby. To be the greatest, and he's the greatest, you can't assail, you can't critique anything legitimately about Tom Brady's results, his history, his leadership, his ability to be a great teammate. It's unassailable, all of it, except he behaves like a crying, whining baby. Goes over and says something to the opposing coach. He sits there pouting on the bench. Dude, you're the GOAT. You know, Gretzky, Jordan, other people who are the GOATs, Derek Jeter, they don't act like this. I'm rooting for him to lose every last game, but it's a bigger deal that he lost.
Yeah, I would like to agree with you and say that it's Tampa Bay because when you get shut out, there's tape on that. Everybody can see how you got to Tom Brady, and maybe they can beat him as well, though as we've seen, it's very hard to beat him in the playoffs. New Orleans owns him in the regular season since he went to Tampa. They're 4-0 against him, but, and there's always a but, as you pointed out, in the playoffs, the game that really matters, Tom Brady and Tampa Bay won. I mean, So I'm not going to get all that carried away because last year they held him to 3 points in one game. I think he scored 53 points in 4 games regular season against New Orleans since being in Tampa, which is unthinkably bad. But again, they beat him in the playoffs. So I'm going to go with Arizona for this reason, because that's not even a divisional game. The Lions stink.
Rotten team.
It's not even a divisional
game. That's right. There's no
rivalry. And they got beat really bad. Arizona got beat badly in that game. And you were on this. You're right. At 1:15, you told me they were going to lose. I thought you were crazy. These are the Lions. This is the kind of loss that Tennessee has had to Houston and to the Jets where you go, you know what? They're not a Super Bowl team.
No, they're not.
There's a flaw there. You're identifying this flaw. I think Tampa Bay is in a better position to be all right because two of the games that Arizona has left, Indianapolis and Dallas, are tough games. But the news that Chris Godwin tore his ACL,
that's very bad news.
Yeah. He's a terrific player.
Is it possible the Cardinals may not win another game? I mean, it seems like it is.
They're too good for that.
No, they're not. They really aren't. Something's up with them. I don't know what it is, you know? And no Larry Fitzgerald. I mean, maybe they need it. You know, the influence of an adult in a room? I'm reaching, but for the second time in 3 weeks, John Harbaugh, went for the 2 in the win, and he came up short again. Yesterday's failed conversion attempt came with 42 seconds left against the Packers. Ravens quarterback Tyler Huntley couldn't complete the pass to Mark Andrews. John Harbaugh said his decisions are made mostly on gut over analytics. I love that. Tone, do you back this decision by Coach Harbaugh like you backed the last one?
Well, I didn't really back the last one as much as you backed the last one.
I sat on this show,
and I think you'll remember me saying this. I said, oh, no, you let Justin Tucker kick because he's the best kicker in football, and he's going to win it in the overtime. I remember saying all that. Right. This is now the second time that he's gone with it with two different quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson, Huntley, and it has failed both times. I don't know if he's going to go for the hat trick, but I'm going to tell you this, and it's not so much that I disagree with it. I mean, I listened, I watched that live. Troy Aikman said on the spot, oh, no, you go for two. So it's not that I'm critical, but they have now lost three games in a row by a total of 4 points, which is unbelievable. And at the moment, Mike, they are out of the playoffs. If the playoffs started today, the Baltimore Ravens wouldn't be in the playoffs. So while it's not so much that I disagree with what he did, in a results-based business, that's two games they lost. And they had scored the last two touchdowns. I didn't think they had to run away from the overtime. I did not.
Yeah, I didn't either. I didn't think they had to be scurred, you know, of 12. I didn't think that that was necessary. I mean, their defense had played pretty well against him in those late possessions. So maybe you go and get, but the play was bad. I mean, I thought the play, first of all, you call timeout. And I know you've been consulting with your players. As this a clip from NFL Films that shows us that.
That's right.
Because you want to take the temperature of what they're feeling, too. When you're that kind of coach and you have that kind of relationship with your players, you know, I like that, Tony. But the play, I mean, he just ran it in. So call something that he either gives him the option or first calls to run the ball. But just sprinting over and taking out two-thirds of the field, I mean, yeah, allegedly there's some receiver running wild in the corner of his left eye. He can't see because he's running right. That just seemed to be weird to me. But, you know, Tony, I still support the first time he did it. Because he came out and said, I didn't have the cornerbacks to play overtime, and that's why I did
this. And I get that. Again, I think Justin Tucker is the best kicker in football. I think he can win you a game in overtime when it only takes one kick to do it. Nobody's going to be critical of John Harbaugh, though they might have said, why not go for the two on the previous touchdown that made it 31-24. They won't be critical because he's won a Super Bowl, and I get that. Though people will kill the San Diego guy for going on fourth down. I wanted to make one thing. They're 0-3 now by 4 points. If they had won, Mike, if Baltimore had won the two-point try games, they'd be 10-4 and the number one seed in the AFC because they've beaten Kansas City. Yeah. Now they're out.
At least there's three weeks to go,
but they're
it's
out.
It's all true. At least Harbaugh didn't say the card told me to do it. The analytics, the card told me to do it. I'm just glad he didn't do that. You know what, Tony? You can lose games by 1 point in a variety of ways. This is how he's lost a couple of games that way.
Twice, man.
And it's the two-point conversion. Buckle up.
Let's go back to Saturday for this next story. New England was soundly beaten by Indianapolis, going down 20-0 at one point. Later, when the Patriots came back, Jonathan Taylor ran through them for a 67-yard exclamation point touchdown. Wilbon, does this loss lead you to reassess how good the Patriots really are?
No, because I said late in the week more than once, that's about as long a streak as you're going to get. I'm going to say that about the Packers right now. Packers are going to lose next week. And nobody's good enough to go 12 or 14 in a row or like the 85 Bears or the 2007 Patriots. There's not a team like that. So they're not going to have a long winning streak. And there's one every couple of years. This ain't that year, Tony. So, no, the Patriots were probably due to lose. They can bounce back and win, you know, whatever. Yeah. If I'm not going to say run the table. They may lose one more. But it doesn't cause me to reassess what I think of them. I think they're a real solid contender. I'm not willing to go way beyond that.
Yeah. I think they're a very good team, not a great team.
Right.
I think Kansas City right now is better. The Patriots have a rookie quarterback. He's quite good, but he's a rookie. They don't have anybody on offense that scares you to death where you got a game plan for
them. No, not at all.
Mostly how they win games is the superiority of coaching. And I'm not going to knock that at all. But every once in a while, talent comes across and beats you. And by the way, the guy coaching Indianapolis is pretty good.
Yeah.
And they got what they did. They didn't let Carson Wentz hurt them, which is what they're afraid of in Indianapolis. They gave the ball to Jonathan Taylor. So they beat the Patriots in the exact same way that the Patriots beat the Bills, by running it down their throats. And there are a couple of numbers which are worthwhile here. Jonathan Taylor has over 1,500 yards rushing in 14 games.
MVP. MVP.
He's got 17 rushing touchdowns. So in the absence of Derrick Henry, Jonathan Taylor is Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
And the Colts last year were a playoff team with Phillip Rivers. They're not rum-dums. A good team.
No, that's what I'm saying. So I'm not going to reassess the Patriots based on the fact that Indianapolis is pretty darn good, okay?
Yeah.
And the only guy that I would vote today, and there's more play to come, the only guy I would vote with Aaron Rodgers, okay, or maybe that much ahead, but we got more time to play, is the running back of the Colts, who you just outlined his exploits. So there's no reason to reassess anybody.
He's over 400
yards. Is the pitter and patter of an NFL season, boys and girls.
So the next guy rushing, Joe Mixon, I believe, is over 400 yards behind Taylor. Now, I would still give it to Aaron Rodgers. That's just me. I would give it to Aaron. But the Patriots, they're a solid team. I think we talked about last week their final four games, Mike. And it was at Indianapolis, it was home Jacksonville, it was home Buffalo, it was at Miami.
Yeah.
And I thought they'd lose one, and this was the one I thought they'd lose.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
There we go.
Let's take a break. Coming up, do the Titans deserve to get ripped for gathering on the Steelers logo?
Just wait. We'll share our thoughts also on watching Eldrick Woods and his son Charlie over the weekend.
I called you. I said, I'm sorry, I'm not on the red zone. I'm on the golf.
We were 1-1.
I got to watch it.
You got me on the Woods boys, and I got you on the Phoenix Cardinals. Got you on them.
Yeah.
Telling you
they were. The interruption is presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. Live Truly. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Truly Hard Seltzer, part of Happy Hour.
It's mail time. You type the questions. We endorse the checks. Let me see what's first.
Sure, they can type.
Mail time!
You call that typing? Texting? Typing?
Are you going to hammer the Titans for gathering on the Steelers logo the way you hammered the Raiders for gathering on the Chiefs logo?
Yeah, but can I first take a shot at the Raiders again? Because they're whining and chirping now, you know, Tom Brady style about the game being postponed and it's a competitive disadvantage. Shut up, Raiders, shut up. Now, the Titans, what are they doing? There's a lot of stupid going around in the NFL, Tone. People are taking stupid pills on the sidelines, on the field, before the game, on the bus. When they get off the bus and they walk into somebody's stadium, there's just dumb stuff going around. And I don't know is it an epidemic? Is this just trending? Is it going to go away next week? Or are people just stupider now than they were 5 seasons ago?
It's amazing because I was stupid a little while ago and then I got the booster shot and now I'm not stupid. So I'm happy about that. When the Raiders did this, we both said, what are you doing? Wait till after you win. Why are you doing this? I didn't know Tennessee did this.
Right.
I don't even know if Pittsburgh knew Tennessee did this. But I later found out that Tennessee has done this a couple of times this year and not even in division games. And that's what I didn't understand. They did it in New England. They lost 36-13. They did it in Pittsburgh yesterday and they lost. So to me, You retire this move. It's like John Harbaugh. You don't do this a third time because it's not working for you. I am surprised at this result. I really thought Tennessee would win this game. Mike, every time I'm going to bury Pittsburgh, I can't because they rise up and they win a game.
Yeah, like a Halloween
character.
But
Ryan Tannehill, who I like as a quarterback, the last four games, two touchdown passes and six picks. That's not good enough.
No.
Not good enough.
Why are you so convinced on any one team in the NFL this year? There's no team to be convinced.
I just said I like them.
All right.
I just like them. Does this weekend's performance by Tiger Woods raise your hopes about his comeback?
Not at all. Not at all. I spent way too much time after you pulled me off of football yesterday and turned me on to Tiger and Charlie. And I admit, at the time, I just wanted to scream at you. But I said, okay, like I got three TVs on. One of them can go on the golf. Oh, my God, I can't take my eyes off of it. That's what happened, like you and everybody else. But I started a war with my brother Don yesterday on text because he's saying, well, Tiger will be ready for the Masters. And Tiger, I'm like, shut up. Shut up. All right? This is not going to happen. Tiger's not looking for it to happen. Tiger, and you're leaning the way of Don. Tiger looks at his right leg and says often on the record, I'm looking at my right leg. I can't do this. He played on a course, that was like 6,800, right? It wasn't 7,600. He's in a cart. No. What are we talking about? No.
Well, the Masters isn't 7,600, and the British Open at St. Andrews isn't 7,600 either, and that's a flat course. Look, I watched this and I was mesmerized.
I know you were.
I will admit it's a little freakish to see Charlie Woods have all the same mannerisms as his father and wear the same color shirt. But this kid's great. I know he's 12, but he's great.
He's great.
I don't know what his future holds. It is hard to
be
the son of Tiger Woods and go into the family
great
business.
Now.
It's hard.
Yeah.
But Tiger's future, I'm pretty sure of his short-term future. Because when he got out of the cart and they showed it, he grimaced.
Yes.
It was hard for him to walk.
Thank you for noticing
that. Now, I'm going to tell you what Matt Kuchar was playing with him. This is a direct quote by Matt Kuchar. Still has speed, irons all spectacular, pin high every time. It was awesome. And Kuchar said he thought the Tiger was at tour level. That's not true. And Tiger just said, I completely disagree.
Disagree, yeah.
What people have to understand is he's in a cart. You got to walk 18 holes 4 days in a row. On a 4 days in a row on a bad leg. This is a hit and giggle event, and I loved it. I loved
it. I did too.
It's not the tour. The tour is not a scramble.
No.
The tour isn't with your kid. It's different.
Tony,
I think he wants to play. I don't know.
His body like
enough female.
Wait, hold on.
No.
You got bigger pleasure out of watching Tiger yesterday. I got more out of watching Charlie. I care more about his future. We've seen Tiger's whole life. I wish he could play, too.
Love to watch him.
I wish Tiger could play.
No.
But Charlie was the story yesterday.
He's great. Sure. I didn't care who won the tournament. I wanted to watch them. Let's take one last break. Still to come, should we be talking more about the streaking Dolphins?
No.
No, I don't think so.
And how will Anthony Davis's injury affect the Lakers? I just want Don and Brian Dunmore. Don Wilbon and Brian Dunmore. Shut up. Those were two of the dumbest texts. Chains yesterday.
You need to
Tiger's
listen
gonna play.
To me and Neville. You me and Neville got you on.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Pardon the interruption is presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. Live Truly. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 62nd birthday, Trent Tucker. Tucker was a serviceable guard for 11 seasons in the NBA, 9 with the Knicks, where he was the 6th overall pick in the 1982 draft. Tucker averaged 8 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists per game. But what Tucker is best known for was making a game-winning basket with 1/10 of a second left on the clock against the Bulls in 1990. The dispute this caused prompted the NBA to change the rule, allowing only tip-ins to count as made field goals with less than 3/10 of a second left. And naturally, this is called the Trent Tucker rule.
I like annoying you and Stephen A. Smith by hating on the Knicks as often as I can, but I love so many of their players historically, including Trent Tucker, good son of the Big Ten, University of Minnesota. They had to change that rule, Tony. It affects everything. It's fair to change it, but why do the Bulls have to suffer while the New York policy is made uptown and it affects teams like mine? Cheating is what I call it. Sorry, Trent.
Happy anniversary, David Lee, in what appears to be a fabulous coincidence. On this day 15 years ago, two-time All-Star David Lee scored a game-winning basket with only 1/10 of a second left. Lee's shot counted because he deflected the inbounds pass into the basket.
We're cheating.
It was the first occurrence of a team winning an NBA game with 1/10 of a second left since the implementation of the Trent Tucker rule. What underlines this coincidence is the fact that Lee, who spent 12 years in the league, was at this time playing for the Knicks, my beloved Knicks, who you hate so much, the same team Tucker played for when he prompted the rule change.
It's more cheating. It's one of my faves of all time, Patrick Ewing walking off the floor. Tony, DeAndre Ayton had this situation, of course, in the playoffs, where he redirects or just directs the lob pass, and Phoenix wins a game in the playoffs. It's amazing how often NBA teams have the players with so much skill to make these things work with less than a third of a second left. Unbelievable.
Happy trails, Anthony Davis. The Lakers all-star forward is hurt again. He is becoming the Steven Strasburg of the NBA. This time it's an MCL sprain in his left knee, and it will keep him out for about 4 weeks. Davis suffered the injury in the third quarter of Friday's loss in Minnesota when Minnesota's Jaden McDaniels lost his balance and tumbled into Davis's knee. Davis tried to limp off the court but collapsed in pain in the tunnel. Davis has missed 49 games in his three seasons in Los Angeles. He's averaging 23 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 blocks this season. And Davis said, quote, "Mentally, I'm fine. I'm in a good space," unquote. The Lakers are 16-15. They are not.
No, Tony, they're not when Anthony Davis is not on the floor. I was watching that live. That was our game Friday night. And when you see the guy rolling his knee like that, you know this is going to be bad. So maybe 4 to 6 weeks, which is what I thought the prognosis was, might not be the worst thing in the world. But the Lakers, they don't seem to be what we thought they were going to be. Not yet. And they're running out of time.
Well, they're running out of time. We're running out of show. We
well,
go to the big
to
finish.
It. All right.
The Dolphins won for the 6th straight time, beating the Jets. Are you impressed?
Yeah, mildly. Maybe a 5 on the impressed scale. It's the Jets. The Mets hired Buck Showalter as manager. Does that make sense to you?
Buck Showalter is a very, very, very good manager who improves teams immediately in the first and second year. It goes south at some point, but he makes teams better all the time. The NHL suspended cross-border travel. Is that significant?
Yes. This isn't the NBA. We have one team in Canada. I mean, this is a two-country league. This is a big deal. Broncos quarterback Teddy Bridgewater, Teddy Two Gloves, was released from the hospital and will enter the concussion protocol. Your thoughts, Tom?
It's wonderful that he was released from the hospital.
Yep.
If he has a concussion, that happens. The Bengals won that game 15-10. They could have used him back in that game. Last one, Monday Night Football, Vikings at Bears. Your Bears, they stink. Who you got?
Yeah, Tony. I mean, I think the Bears actually are going to win this game. But if they're not winning, you know, I may have to find something else, another Chicago team to watch on a different channel. But I think the Bears beat the Vikings tonight in Chicago.
We're out of time, and we'll try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. We're back on the deuce again tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcast. Shout out to Mike Rizzo, GM of the Washington Nationals. Just get the clicker, turn off the Bears, turn on to the Bulls. I know you want to. I will. And now, here's SportsCenter.
Look what I got behind me.